26 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Well, I want to take a look at the concluding verses of Surah Yasin, and then we'll take a look at some verses from Surah Sa'd after that, inshallah. The 23rd juz of the Quran al-Kareem will be recited in Tarawih Salah tonight, inshallah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطُفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, look at this human being. Look at this human being. Have we not? Has man not seen that we created him from a seed? And now he's suddenly an open adversary. Allah created you from a dirty drop of fluid. Allah created you from sperm. And now you want to become an open adversary of Allah. The backdrop here, the Shan in Uzul, it is mentioned that a mushrik, a polytheist by the name of As bin Wa'il, once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a decomposing bone. He crushed the bone before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, well, Allah revived this bone after I have thrown it away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah will certainly revive it. He will then take your life, resurrect you, and throw you into Jahannam. And it was then that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Because you created from a drop of sperm, and that doesn't make you realize that Allah, who has the power to create you from a lowly drop of sperm, surely He has the power to resurrect you and to recreate you over again, so that you can face the consequences of your actions, or you can be rewarded for your good deeds in the day of Qiyamah. And even today, you will get those who will say, well, according to science, it's illogical. How is it that a man can be resurrected after his body has been decomposed? Allah says, insan, I created you from lowly fluid. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. And now you want to come and argue with me, and now you want to put up a fight against the claim of Allah that Allah will resurrect you. Then moving further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He coins similitudes for us and forgets himself. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He says, who will give life to bones after they have decomposed? Allah says, look at this man. He wants to give examples. He brought this bone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But forget everything else. Forget the creation of the heavens and the earth and the mountains and the seas. Look at yourself. How did Allah create you? وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. That Allah who created you the first time, why can't He create you the second time? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, say, the one who gave life to it the first time will revive it. He has knowledge of all things. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to prove His ability and to show us His greatness, gives us a phenomenal example. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. He who created fire for you from a green tree, from which you suddenly kindle fires. Now the scholars have written, green trees are generally filled with moisture. Green trees have a lot of water in them. So logic would dictate that it's very difficult to start a fire with green trees. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it such that in those days, there were two types of trees, according to Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. The one was called Murkh, and the other was called Ifar. And these trees were so succulent in nature that water used to drip from them, meaning there was so much of moisture, the water actually used to drip from these trees. However, when the people used to take branches from these trees and rub the branches against each other, it used to ignite. In those days, there were no matches and there were no lighters, so they had to, you know, rub branches together to create the spark so that the fire could get going. And they would use the branches of these green trees that were so full of water. So if you can't see the miracle of Allah in that here there's this. There's branches with water, and these branches, according to logic and reason, are not supposed to be an instrument in the creation of fire, because water and fire, oppose each other. Yet, through the miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from a green tree, you can suddenly kindle a fire. Yet, this is just one example of many miracles, and this doesn't bring you closer to understanding the greatness of Allah. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Does the one who created the heavens and the earth not have the power to create the likes of them? Why not? He's the prolific creator, the all-knowing. If Allah can create the heavens, and Allah can create the earth and the mountains and the seas, why can't Allah create you again once your body has decomposed? إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. when he wills anything, his only command is to say be and it comes into being. Allah doesn't have to go through an elaborate process or a sophisticated process to be able to create anything or do anything. Allah just has to say be and it comes into existence. And even this kun fayakun is also just for us to understand. Allah doesn't even have to say kun, that be, these words necessarily. It means here that when Allah wills it, it comes into existence. Why? فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Pure is that being in whose hand lies the reins of everything, and to whom you will be returned. Whether you like it or not, you will return to Allah, because Allah controls everything. In the hands of Allah lies the control of everything. So that was a brief explanation of the concluding verses of Surah Yasin. Let's take a look at Surah Sad, an episode with regards Dawood alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ. Has the news about the disputants reached you? إِذَا تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ. When they scaled the wall and entered his sanctuary. We know that Dawood alayhi salam was a Nabi of Allah. He was also a king. And he had built a sanctuary where he could worship Allah in isolation. And one day two people jumped over the wall. And Dawood alayhi salam immediately was frightened. Because, I mean, two people just enter like that in a very abnormal way. إِذَا دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. When they entered upon Dawood, he became alarmed at their presence. And they said, do not be afraid. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تُشْتِطْ وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ الصِّرَاطِ. We are merely two disputants. Meaning two of us were arguing with each other. One of us is transgressed against the other. So judge between us with the truth. Do not be unjust towards us and guide us to the straight path. Then the one spoke up. He said, "Inna hadha akhi, this is my brother. Lahu tis'u wa tis'una na'jatan wa liya na'jatun wahida. He has 99 sheep and I have one. فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. He's got 99, I got one. He told me, give me your one so I can complete my 100. And he spoke to me in a very rude and harsh way. So Dawood alayhi salam responded and said, لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُعَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِهِ. Your brother has oppressed you by asking you for your sheep to add to his sheep. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَّا هُمْ. Indeed, there are many partners who transgress against each other, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds, and these are but a few. Now, the ulama mentioned here that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was very patient. And this incident was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through a lot of difficulty. Now, how was Dawood alayhi salatu was salam patient? Dawood alayhi salatu was salam was patient in the sense that firstly, these people came to him with their problem at a time when it was not the norm for him to listen to people's cases. He had a stipulated time. So they came at the wrong time. They came in the wrong way, jumping over the wall. Then they spoke to him in the wrong way also. This was the Nabi of Allah, this was the king. And they told him, well, you know, don't be unjust, eh? Don't be unjust and guide us to the straight path. As if to suggest that he could be unjust. And he was a powerful king. He was a Nabi of Allah. Yet he tolerated all of this. And he overlooked their rudeness. And he overlooked the fact that they came at the wrong time. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also mentions here, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ. That Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, it occurred to him that we had tested him. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ. So he sought forgiveness from his Rabb. وَخَرَّ رَاكِعُ وَأَنَابُ. And he fell prostrate and turned to Allah in repentance. How was Dawood alayhi salam tested here? The scholars write that he forgot to ask the other man his side of the story. The one man said, look, I got one sheep. My brother has 99. My brother is insisting I must give him my one to complete 100. You get people like that in this dunya as well. They're not satisfied with what they have. They have so much, they say, just give me your little to make my much more. You know, what are you going to do with one sheep? Let me make my 99 and turn it into 100, make a century of them. So Dawood alayhi salam just looked at it and he gave his ruling. But Dawood alayhi salam rather should have asked the other man for his side of the story. And he forgot to do this. And this was the test from Allah. These two people were not humans. They were Jibreel and Mikael alayhi salam, who came in the form of humans. And why did Allah want to test Dawood alayhi salam? And why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make Dawood alayhi salam fall into this small area? The reason was that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah was protecting him from pride creeping into his heart. Because just before this incident, one day Dawood alayhi salam made the statement that, oh Allah, every moment during the day and night, there is a member of Dawood's family busy in salah, tasbih, takbir, or some form of worship. This was the nature of Dawood alayhi salam. that at any time, if you went to his house, somebody was in ibadah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warned him and said, "Oh Dawood, all of this happened only because of my assistance, only because of my tawfiq." So to protect Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam from having pride, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let these angels come, and Dawood alayhi salam made an error. And immediately he realized that whatever he's doing, he's only doing because of the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And finally, in here, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam made mention of the fact that generally partners transgress the limits when it comes to each other, except those who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, this narration is in Abu Dawood, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I am the third of two partners," meaning I assist partners as long as the one doesn't betray the other. But as soon as one of them betrays the other, I separate myself from them, meaning then there is no longer barakah in that partnership. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.
The traffic report on Radio Islam.